Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Sight tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunning and Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch on this Wednesday night is coming up at 7 o'clock. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but we've had a delayed start to the game. Looked like we were going to get off on time at 6:10, and a bad thunderstorm moved through at around 5:50, but the good news is it got out of Dodge quickly, and we should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald alongside John T. Stefano. Boy, it's great to be back home. Spent the last couple of weeks on the road, commuting back and forth from Clover Park to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium to take on the two teams down there, the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. A good road trip for the Mets as they won 6 games. They lost 5. There's still one game out there still pending. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. But, John, last time we were on the air, the Mets were closing in on the end of the first half. We are now in the second half, and the Mets have new hopes.
Yeah, they certainly do, and they have good reason for it. The midseason turnaround has really taken shape over the last month. They're above 500, and they're playing their best ball of the season. You can see the effects on multiple players who have really turned their season around, including the ace tonight, who the Mets will throw on the mound. And, you know, there's no reason to not have positive hopes for the Mets going forward into the second half of the season.
It's going to be a fun week here at Clover Park. It's the big July 3rd Independence Day celebration. We'll have that all week long, military appreciation tomorrow. So it should be a fun week as we return home to Clover Park for the Mets to face the Dunning Blue Jays. We'll step aside right now on the pregame show, and when we come back, we will have the starting pitching matchup and a look at the standings. That's coming up next on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets are back, and so is their manager, Gilbert Gomez. They're wearing number 2. Gilbert was off last week when the Mets were facing the Jupiter Hammerheads on the road. He's meeting with the umpires, that Alex Lawrie. He's calling his own balls and strikes tonight. No ABS. Davian Fry is the base umpire. And there is second-year Dunedin manager Donnie Murphy, who managed his team to a division title last year, but not the FSL title, which was won by the Mets. This is Dunedin's first trip back to Port St. Lucie since that two-game sweep the Mets completed back on September 20th to win their FSL championship, their 6th one. Let's go over the standings for the Florida State League. We'll begin in the East Division. What you're about to see are the overall standings, which favor Palm Beach and Jupiter, and then Daytona and St. Lucie. But in the second half, Daytona is 3-0 in first place. St. Lucie and Jupiter both 1-1, a game and a half out. Palm Beach, the first half winner, is 0-3, three back, but already in the playoffs. Over in the West Division, Clearwater still the best record overall, but in the second half, Bradenton is 3-0 in first place. Clearwater and Tampa 2-1. Dunedin and Fort Myers 1-2. Lakeland, the Mets' next opponent, is 0-3. Quick look at the starting pitching matchup for this evening's ball game. John mentioned it. It's the Mets' ace, Lionel Ovias, going for the Mets. You see the numbers not great, but he had a tremendous June, allowing just 2 earned runs and 8 hits in 15 innings in June for 1.17 ERA. Also had a couple of rain-shortened outings. He'll be opposed by Alex Amalfi, a 22-year-old from Ashland, Massachusetts. He's had a nice season. 9 games, 4 starts with a 2-4 record, a 2.63 ERA. Amalfi was actually Dunedin's opening day starter back on April 7th. So that's the pitching matchup for tonight's game. Programming note, this series spans Wednesday through Monday. That's the minor league schedule in the Florida State League this week, as teams were given the option of having their final game on July 2nd or July 3rd. Mets, really everybody else wanted July 3rd, the big Independence Day celebration. So that's why we were off on Tuesday. So still a 6-game series today through Monday. And after that, Tuesday through Sunday. So the Mets playing a stretch of 12 games in 12 days, their longest stretch of baseball this season. Mets have taken the field. It's time for the national anthem. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please stand for the playing of our national anthem.
With that, it's go time for the Mets and the Dunedin Blue Jays. The first of 6 games this week at Clover Park. First of 12 games they'll play this season. Mets and Blue Jays also ticketed to play the third to final week of the season. 6 games at TD Ballpark. Mets starting pitcher tonight, Lionel Ovias. Feels like it's been a while since he's pitched at home. Have to go back to June 8th against Daytona. He went 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, and then the rain came and he was knocked out of that start. The rain lasted too long. Good news for Lionel. He didn't get this game started before the rain, so that means he's good to go tonight. Starting defense, we'll begin with his catcher. It's Vincent Perozzo behind the plate. Kevin Villavicencio is at the hot corner. Eduardo Salazar at first. The middle infielders, Jet Williams and Jeffrey De Los Santos. He was activated off the injured list last week. Correll Paz in left. Wilfredo Lara in center. Yarol Martinez is at first. Starting lineup for the Blue Jays features Jaden Rund leading off and playing center. Manuel Beltre bats second. Tucker Thoman, second-round draft pick, hits third. Ryan McCarty cleanup. Jeffrey Wehler hits fifth. Roque Salinas, who had a 3-run homer the last time he played at Clover Park, and nearly another one that would have tied the championship series game 2, bat sixth. Juan Santiago, seventh. Victor Mesia and J.C. Masso, bats ninth. Dunedin rolled into town earlier this afternoon. They bust out of TD Ballpark for their minor league complex at around 9:30 this morning. Takes about 3.5 hours coast to coast. They fight through the Tampa traffic. They've been here a while, and now after a 50-plus minute delayed start, we are ready to get things going. A reminder, fans, to chat with us in the crowd zone. Boy, missed the crowd zone the last couple of weeks on the Valley Live app. We'll also be posting a couple of trivia questions tonight, so chat away, answer the trivia questions, earn Valley bucks, and get great prizes. And sometimes me and John get a little bored up here, so feel free to shoot us any questions you might have. A lot has happened in the last couple of weeks as the Mets played winning baseball on the road. A lot of roster movement, guys coming and going, as Rylan Thomas promoted up to Brooklyn. Congratulations to him. The Mets released Blaine McIntosh after Sunday's game. They've added Eduardo Salazar back from Brooklyn. They've added Dairon Campos and Luis Castillo back from the Complex League. So a lot of moving parts as the Mets get this second half going in earnest. And we are ready for baseball at long last on this Wednesday night. And the suspended game two in Jupiter on Sunday. Off day Monday, off day Tuesday. Delayed start this evening. And finally, we are ready for some baseball in Port St. Lucie. Home plate umpire Alex Lowry asks for their first pitch. It's on the way, and it is a called strike. And at long last, we're underway at 7:02. It is 82 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Rhodes swings and misses at the second pitch. A changeup, and Ovias is ahead. Nothing in two. Pitch fades away. Tailing fastball at 88. Ball one. No automated ball strike system tonight. There's a story behind that. So Alex Lowry calling his own balls and strikes. No challenges either. Old school. A pop-up on the infield by Rudd. Ovias is calling for it, and he's going to catch it. Love it. He had the easiest play.
Nice start on the leadoff batter for Ovias, picking up right where he left off. Like you mentioned, such a great June he's had. But really, you can go all the way back to May, where he came in for an inning, a scoreless inning back on May 19th to start this terrific run he's been on.
He's definitely kicked it into high gear as he throws a fastball for a strike to Manuel Beltre. Recall that Ovias has faced Dunedin before. It was in Game 1 of the FSL Championship Series last year, a Sunday night in Dunedin. He was hit and miss, and the best way I could describe it is he survived while he was in there. Kept the Mets within striking distance, and they had the big comeback win thanks to Carlos Dominguez. Fastball just missed, 93, and it's 2-1 on Beltre.
What an incredible, exciting game that game one that was last season. You know Dunedin comes in looking for a measure of revenge.
It's a pop-up, another one. It's in foul territory. Villavicencio, the third baseman, puts it away. Beltre fouls out. Two up, two down for Ovias.
But just to continue that thought, Dunedin, you know, it's not just revenge they'd like on the Mets. They want to get their second half of the season off to a good start. They fell into fourth place at the end of the first half, and they know they have a team that's capable of winning the West Division. So they'd like to get, you know, a couple wins here in St. Lucie with their first trip.
Swing and a miss on a changeup. Strike one to Tucker Thoman. Thoman drafted last year, second round, the highest-rated prospect on the team, having a solid season. Have some power there with five home runs. Takes this breaking ball low. Now, a lot has changed for these two teams. There are some guys from each squad who are still here from last year's championship series, but for the most part, guys have moved on. As this pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Yeah, the Mets are winning last year. The FSL finished last in the East in the first half this year. Dunedin had a bad finish to the first half, so you're right, John. Both teams trying to get off to a good start. It's a juggle at second. Quick recovery by Jeffrey De Los Santos. It's a 1-2-3 start for Lionel Ovias. Go to the bottom of the first.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
That is Alex Amalfi, the starting pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays. It'll be his first start against St. Lucie. He did not pitch last year in the postseason. It was Dunedin's opening day starter on April 7th. Gave up 3 hits and 3 runs, only 1 earned at Fort Myers. Took a loss overall, though, has had a good season. Only 24 innings. 32 strikeouts, a 2.36 ERA. The lineup he will be facing features the return of Jeffrey De Los Santos for St. Lucie. Got that last out there in the top of the first inning. Wilfredo Lara second, Chet Williams third. Vincent Perozzo hits cleanup. Jose Hernandez fifth, Correll Paz sixth. Salazar Martinez and Vivasencio round out the Mets lineup. No Jacob Reimer. He is on the injured list, but he took batting practice today, so hopefully returning soon. First pitch is fouled away by De Los Santos for strike one.
Yeah, you hate to see the loss of Jacob Reimer, but this lineup has really improved over the last couple of weeks, and even without Jacob, it's a formidable stacked lineup with some good quality batters, especially in the top four.
Yeah, the Mets, they were really hitting their stride, and then they got Reimer got hurt, pulled the hamstring late last week. De Los Santos fouls one away. Junior Tillian, well-deserved promotion. So those were the two, you know, run-driving-in forces in the Mets lineup, but now, poof, just like that, gone. That's how it works in the minor league sometimes. Guys go on a tear, and then they move up, and then injuries happen to everybody. Ground ball, shortstop Beltre handles that. De Los Santos, who had been out since late April with the fractured pinky toe and a sprained ankle, suffering Clearwater. Now back in the folds. Tried to scoot that one through the left side, but Beltre right there. Brings up Wilfredo Lara. So while Reimer is out and Tillian is gone, Mets are going to rely on, you know, multiple guys to try to get it done. As Lara takes the ball inside, guys like Lara and Jet Williams, who've been on great runs but at batting, usually cleanup. And now they're dropping down in the order to those run-producing roles. As this pitch goes inside. And for those who listened on the radio last Friday, the Mets won the first game of the second half 7-2 over Jupiter. And in that game, 3 different guys had 2 RBI games. There's a ground ball to Beltre again. Oh, he dropped it on the exchange. That'll be an error. I'll have to compliment him in his defensive alignment, playing more towards second on the De Los Santos grounder, more towards third on this grounder. And then no excuse, really.
No, none at all. He fielded it cleanly. The transfer to the hand was the usual positioning, but just slipped out of the glove a little too early. That's a play you expect him to make, oh gosh, 9.9 out of 10 times.
One on, one out for Jet, and he will ground 1-2 third. Could be 2. Toman to second. Throw to first in time by Wehler. So one pitch after the error, an inning-ending double play induced by Amalfi. Both pitchers, after the 50-plus minute delayed start, off to good starts. Go to the second, scoreless.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from a nice night at Clover Park. 52-minute delayed start due to a last-second thunderstorm. Moved through viciously but quickly. Field looks great here at Clover Park. Grounds crew, wonderful job keeping this place tip-top shape the 2 weeks we were gone. Not the greenest it's been ever.
Absolutely. It looks like day one out there.
Yeah, looks like spring training day one. There's the grounds crew. There's Kyle. He's not part of the grounds crew, but he might as well be. Dave. Dave with the shades. 0-1 breaking ball is popped up. Foul territory again. Salazar hoping to have room, and he does. That's three pop-ups and four batters as McCarty goes down.
Nice job by Salazar to range over. Playing back in St. Lucie again, definitely one of the more mobile first basemen on this squad right now.
Yeah, he and Yero Martinez, along with Jose Hernandez, will play the bulk of first base. This pitch is a check swing. He went around. This is Jeffrey Wehler for strike one. Breaking ball inside. Mets have made a lot of moves in the last 2 weeks. We'll go through them here this inning. Ball is fouled back. Well, the Mets, after their loss here on a Sunday afternoon, got a couple of guys. This pitch is high. A couple of minor league rehabbers and Sean Reed Foley and Luis Montas. Sean has moved on to Brooklyn. Luis Montas still with us. Pitch is inside. It's a full count. Junior Tillian and Joey Lancelotti both promoted to Brooklyn. Fastball ripped into left field. The base hit. Solid wood there from Wehler. First hit of the game for either side. One out single.
It's a nice job by Wehler right there. The first hard hit ball of the game.
Should also mention that at the start of that road trip 2 weeks ago, Jose Quintana added on rehab assignment, pitched a couple of games for St. Lucie at Roger Dean, but he has since moved on. We'll pitch in Syracuse next, and then maybe up to the big Mets after that. Got Stanley Kinswager on minor league rehab. St. Lucie Mets fans will remember him, but he's now gone. So added on rehab and ended his rehab all in the last 2 weeks. As Roque Salinas swings and misses. Javier Atencio is back with us. Luis A. Rodriguez back with St. Lucie. De Los Santos, you've already heard him, back with St. Lucie. Fastball lined in the left field. That'll get down for a base hit. A juggle out there in left field by Paz, but no more advancing on the bases. Salinas with a sharp single. Back-to-back hits for the Blue Jays. Elevated fastball. Traveled pretty deep in the zone. Mentioned that Reimer on the injured list. Blaine McIntosh released. Candido Cuevas on the injured list. Rylan Thomas promoted. And the Mets getting back Salazar, Luis Castillo, Dairon Campos. So all that happened in the last 2 weeks. Here is Santiago, and he will ground one to third. Stepping on third is Villavicencio. He goes to first. That's an easy double play. 5-3 off the bat of Santiago. Both pitchers getting double plays to end the last half innings. Go to the bottom of the second. No score on Bally Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alex Amalfi got a double play ball to end the bottom of the first. He will get the middle three in the order, Perozo, Hernandez, and Paz in the bottom of the second. Curveball, 74 and for a strike. Fastball outside. Reimer on the IL, and he was batting cleanup regularly. Perozo now the cleanup hitter. Fastball outside. You know, to me, John, if the Mets, you know, in the first half last year, last couple of months, the Mets played themselves out of contention almost immediately. And my thought was, as we start the second half with Tillian gone, no Reimer, the Mets can somehow keep themselves in it these first 2-3 weeks. And then you get Reimer back, you get Carlos Dominguez back after the All-Star break. Then it's a chance to really take off like a rocket. But this, I believe, is going to be a fairly significant two-week stretch for the Mets as they play, you know, a couple of teams in Dunedin and Lakeland who have been slumping for extended periods.
Yeah, they have a real shot to establish themselves in the East. Like you said, even with a semi-depleted roster, they still have some really quality bats. Jet Williams right now just continues to tear things up. He's the highest on-base percentage in the FSL right now at .421. You can continue to lean on him. Wilfredo Lara continues to lead the team in home runs. So you have the ability right now to establish yourself. You don't need an amazing record, but like you said, you just can't play yourself out early.
And this guy has been a revelation. Hernandez In his last eight games, 8 for 26 with two home runs, six driven in. A really nice pickup from the Complex League in the 9 OPS, 906 OPS. He's coming to the team. He's getting more playing time. And he whacks this ball into left field. That will drop in, a base hit in front of Santiago. A walk and a single for the Mets here in the home second inning. Yeah, first and second with nobody out.
Hits just keep on coming for Jose. Had a really nice series against Jupiter last week, and he continues it right here. And with an early scoring opportunity, you'd like to see the Mets pay things off. Amalfi has been susceptible to early runs. In fact, most, if not all, his runs that have been given up this season have come before the third inning.
He'll face another lefty in Karel Paz. First pitch, Paz will look at a fastball, strike one. So Alex Lawry, the home plate umpire, he's calling his own balls and strikes tonight. The ABS system has been turned off as they experiment with the strike zone. This pitch is low. You know, the strike zone, the ABS strike zone, it goes by the batter's height. They're testing the batter's stance. So instead of just the 6'4" guy and his height, they're testing the top of the strike zone per their stance. And in order to test this, they have to turn the ABS system off tonight. So that's very intriguing. We're getting super specific now. You're going to tailor-made the strike zone to a batter's stance. At least that's what the test is. They probably won't update that. Maybe they will. But I found it interesting. 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, it's so early in this data gathering that they're doing. It's really hard for us to be able to judge whether it's going to be, you know, what any effect it will take. So they're going to need to do a lot more games like this where they turn the system off to be able to get more data points.
It's the minor leagues. That's part of the process in the minors, the testing ground. Paz checks his swing. They think, yes. Fry upon appeal said no. Fairly significant pitch early in this game coming now, 3-2. Amalfi's not going to want to load the bases with nobody out. Paz yanks this one deep right field, but that's going to hook foul. At the top of the net there. Might have had the distance to get out. Stayed fair and didn't hit that net.
You can see with that swing and the previous ones by the last two batters, the Mets really seeing the ball well out of Amalfi's hand right now. They are locked in.
Rosso, the lead runner, waits on the 3-2, and Paz spoils another. Trying to bust him inside with the fastball. He's hanging tough.
Paz, no stranger at all so far to good at-bats, frequently takes pitchers into 5, 6, 7 pitch counts.
This will be the eighth pitch of this at-bat. And it's a ground ball, right side, nice snag at second by Wehler, throws to first and gets the out. The only out he could, snap throw back to third, not going to get Perozzo, a dangerous throw. Vincent okay? He landed hard back at third. Awkward play all around. Nice play, though, by Wehler. Good angle. I'm not a fan of that throw over there by first baseman McCarty. Not much to gain, a lot to lose. So Paz retired, but he moves runners up and over. So Salazar in his first at-bat back in St. Lucie will hit with second and third and one out, and he will take a fastball for strike one. Looks like the defense for the Blue Jays will play back in the middle, somewhat in on the corners. Breaking ball swung on and missed the curve for strike two.
nice-looking pitch there from Amalfi. Probably the best one he's thrown so far.
Salazar saw Paz get all those fastballs. He was sitting for that. Too high, 93. Salazar in 26 games with St. Lucie before his brief promotion to high A at 247 with six doubles and a homer. Drove in nine. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Wow. Zamalfi pulls the string with the breaking ball. First and second, no outs. Is now second and third, two outs. He's going to look at the pitch. Gone fishing.
Zamalfi mixing his pitches well. Now he's tried to establish the fastball early, but after the first couple of Mets got on with good wood on the ball, he's gone to the breaking pitch, and it's been effective.
So it's up to Yarrel Martinez, and he will take a ball in the dirt and a run-saving stop by Messi, the catcher. We talk about the Mets' offense without Reimer, without Tillian. As you know, the Mets' bottom of the order really now, it's up to them. Who's out there fishing? Why? 1-0 pitch is popped up foul. That cameraman, Josh, nothing gets by him. I don't know who that is out there fishing, but they're deep out in the wilderness. Watch out for the Gators. 1-1 on Martinez. That guy looks like he could be fishing. Pitch in the dirt, another run-saving stop by Messia. Two balls and a strike.
Tell you what, I could deal with the Gators while fishing if it wasn't for all the other stuff you have to deal with, the snakes and the spiders, the mosquitoes out there. So, on a sunny night in South Florida with all this humidity, you're getting eaten up.
Martinez lays off a high fastball at 92. Patient approach in this at-bat. Now there's a couple of them out there. Well, we had a Clearwater pitcher out there fishing on a day he wasn't playing back when the Threshers were in town. Martinez will take ball four wide. The Mets have loaded the bases with two outs in the bottom of the second. Started with the Perozo walk, Hernandez single, a couple outs, and now Martinez draws the free pass. And DiVincenzo, the nine-hitter, will come up, but not before. We have a mound visit from Corey Reardon, pitching coach. Amalfi with an early test. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live crowd zone. The grounds crew. Going to fix a sprinkler head, it looks like. We'll have a trivia question posted in the third inning. It's a Mets-related, championship-related question based on the Mets' title-winning triumph last year over the Blue Jays. So, play it. Play it when your Bally Bucks. Mound visit is over. DiVincenzo comes up in a big early spot.
We'll see how they attack DiVincenzo here. Good contact hitter with a sharp eye at the plate.
A throwback to second. Safe. Wow. Lucked out. I don't know. Hernandez, he might have very well been picked off. It was close. Let's see it developing up here. In that camera view you're looking at right now, and he was a long way from second base.
Yeah, big lead and a late reaction. He's very lucky to get back in time.
I think he did get back, but you leave it in the umpire's hands, and it's 50-50. There's a fastball for a strike.
You have to wonder if that mound visit played a part into that play just now. Was that drawn up? Did they see something from Hernandez on the play before to indicate that he might be leaning or might have a too big of a lead?
Breaking ball, hit a ton to left. Kevin DeVincenzo has hit the Mets' first grand slam of the year. Bye-bye baseball.
And it couldn't come at a better time. Kevin DeVincenzo's first home run of the season brings home four. And wow, the Mets lead 4-0 in the second inning.
Well, his biggest hit of the season, grand salami. 4-0. A two out, grand slam off the beach house. Yeah, from the nine hitter. That'll work. You think about the pickoff play moments earlier with the safe call. We think that was right. This game could be a lot different. All right, so all the talk about no Tillian, no Reimer, who's going to do it on offense. Hey, just go down to the nine guy and he'll hit a grand slam. Well, he knew he was capable. He actually hit his first career stateside home run last year in Dunedin. Maybe it's the Blue Jays. This pitch is outside to De Los Santos, and that's going to be quite the letdown now for Alex Amalfi. Nearly getting out of that bases-loaded jam and then serving up the dinger. De Los Santos takes one up. It's ball four. Now, John, it always intrigues me what the pitcher does after giving up a home run. I always thought it was a very bad sign, and the next guy comes up, and it's a walk, especially a four-pitch walk.
Yeah, it's become a tough outing now for Amalfi, one he's not used to taking. He's been having such a good run of things, but he is coming off an outing at me where he didn't get past three innings with five earned runs. It's turning into another one of those nightmare appearances here.
The StatCast numbers on the home run by DeVincenzo. It came on a curveball, hanging curve at 77. Hit it 406 feet, exit velocity of 97 miles per hour. It would have been a home run in all 30 Major League ballparks. Lara going after a fastball. Lara, the eighth man in the inning to hit for the Mets. Is outside. Two balls and a strike. Lara reached safely on an error last time up. In the dirt, 3-1. So eight pitches since the grand slam. One strike thrown. Four. That is the fourth walk of the inning. I have to wonder if Donnie Murphy's getting close to pulling the plug, and here he comes. Now, Alex Amalfi faced three batters in the first inning, got a double play, and he's out of the game in the second. You only get two outs, gives up a grand slam, four walks. Mets looking for more in the second when we come back on Valley Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
It's Felipe Bello making his ninth appearance of the season for Dunedin. Probably into the game much sooner than he thought he'd be. 23-year-old from Peravia in the Dominican. All eight of his appearances so far out of the bullpen. So 1.26 ERA. There's another look at the finishing touch on the grand slam. Kevin Villasencio's first home run. Two out, Granny in the second inning. Now Jet Williams at the plate with two on, two out. He takes a ball low. Jet hit that double play to end the first. Bayo throws one up high, and this is a tough spot for a relief pitcher to be in, ushered into the game really quickly, early in the game, facing a guy who just will not chase. He has to find the strike zone quickly, or bases are going to be loaded again. He does not. He's fallen behind 3-0.
Absolutely the man the Mets want at the plate right now to continue this two-out rally.
Pitch. Oh, Jet's going to swing away and foul it back. This one should get to the seats. Almost looked like he decided to pull the trigger on that fastball late.
Yeah, late swing there, but a good choice. He got a fastball over the heart of the plate, one he knew he could drive. He just missed that as he swung underneath. But I definitely trust Jet Williams at this point, even swinging 3-0. He's shown just a terrific acumen at the plate.
3-1 pitch, called strike two. Remember, no ABS, no challenges. It's like we're in Daytona. Jet will use his timeout ahead of the 3-2 pitch. Let's see it again.
Yeah, Jet a little frustrated this last one. Definitely looked like it could have been inside. But borderline, and that's one going to have to live with no ABS system tonight.
Runners will be going. Bayo's payoff is going to be hit sharply and under the glove of Beltre. De Los Santos getting the green light. He's coming home. For some reason, a double clutch and left by Santiago. Easy run for the Mets. RBI single for Jet Williams and 5-0 St. Lucie.
Hot shot off the bat of Williams. A little bit of trouble in left. Might not have had a good grip on the ball. The field's still wet after the rain. That may have played a factor. But still, you'd like to see him uncork one. As De Los Santos was sent home, but a good throw would have gotten him, Adam.
Yeah, almost like De Los Santos, like, tippy-toed, short-stepped into third base, slowed himself down, and maybe Santiago on left couldn't decide whether to go home or go to third. He went neither. So Lara at third. It is a hit, by the way, no error. Runner goes, Perozzo into center. Caught by Rudd, and the inning is over. 10 Mets come to the plate. They score 5 runs, highlighted by Kevin Villavicencio's grand slam. The first grand slam for the Mets this season. The first home run for Kevin this year.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Big early hole for the boys in gray and blue. They'll send the 8, 9, and 1 hitters to the plate against Obias. He's now pitching with a 5-0 lead. Long day for the Blue Jays. Bust out of their complex over in Dunedin. 9:30 in the morning. Got to the ballpark plenty early. A delayed start by 52 minutes. They'll sleep well tonight. Victor Messi, the catcher, leads things off against Ovias. Drops in strike one. These two teams will meet again later in the year, third to last week of the season at TD Ballpark. It's part of the Mets' West Coast swing. They'll be in Dunedin first and then Tampa next. Pitch way outside. Long day for Dunedin today. It'll be a long day on Monday. The night game, traveling back through the night just to play at home on Tuesday. Skyball, left field. Paz waiting. He's got out number one. Elias has tied to the leadoff man all three innings. J.C. Massone, the nine man in the order, activated from the injured list today. Dribble one foul. This time in Dunedin hitting just .215, no home runs, nine driven in, and he will sting one over the head of De Los Santos into left field. It's the third hit for the Blue Jays. And that'll complete the first turn through the lineup for Ovias.
He's done a good job through the first nine. Was able to shake off a couple of singles in a row to induce a double play to end the last inning. And now with a man on first, the infielders will be a double play death once again.
And it's Rudd who started this game by popping out back to Ovias. He takes a fastball inside for ball one. Ovias last pitched a week ago against Jupiter. Technically a relief appearance as Reed Foley got the start. Went 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. So a nice outing, but Mets could not hold on to a 2-0 lead, lost 3-2. Pop up, shallow left, Paz again. Put it away for the second out. Rudd retired. Massone hangs back at first. Easy work for Paz this evening so far.
You know your pitcher is doing well when your left fielder not called into action very early.
Manuel Beltre popped out last time. He chases badly here on a slider. And as John mentioned at the start of the game, a great June for Ovias, a 1.17 ERA. feel like he's been shortchanged, though. He's pitched in four games with three starts, but only 15 innings. You have to recall that, you know, back-to-back outings, first Daytona at Palm Beach, both delays middle of the game, or when he was pitching, he could not come back. There's a shot into deep left center. On the run as Lahr reaches up high and pulls it in. And he saves a run. Alfredo Lahr, Johnny on the spot. Great job tracking that line drive for the last out of the third. Worth another look as we go to break. Had to leave his feet. Well done, sir. That'll get Ovias through three scoreless.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Not a lot of Silver Sluggers out tonight. They had a Berry Fresh Cafe for breakfast today in their walk around the ballpark. Many have returned in their lime green shirts. Can't miss them. Jose Hernandez will lead off against Bayo in the bottom of the third. Going to have a fun week here at Clover Park. Tomorrow, Military Appreciation Night. All active, retired, military, in for free. Got the right connections. Got the jersey hanging up here in the booth. Can show that. John's right over his shoulder. Yeah, there it is. Flip it around front side. Very nice. Got stars and stripes plus some camo mixed in. So that's tomorrow night. The Mets will wear those again on Saturday. Those are up for auction, I believe, now. You know the site, stlucymets.com/auction. What Phillip's doing over there. This ball is... Oh, Phillip's going to bring it over to me. Oh, there it is. Lovely. I like the STL logo here on the side. That's pretty neat. We'll wear those tomorrow and Saturday. And then Monday, different jerseys, Independence Day jerseys. Haven't seen those yet. Those will be up for auction as well. Reminder, Monday, not an off day, not a day game, 6:10. It's the big one. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. He strikes out to open the bottom of the third. Mets scored five. Five-piece nugget in the bottom of the second, all with two outs, by the way. The grand slam cleared the bases, then a couple of walks and a single kept it going. Good slider there by Bayo. Wins that battle. Paz is next. Slider for a strike. Do expect big crowds tomorrow and Monday. Look for you to come out if you can. Promise no rain. We can't promise that, good conscience.
Nope, not around here, Adam.
You know, it didn't rain Monday or Tuesday here, but sure enough, as soon as the St. Lucie Mets have a game on the schedule, rain. Swing on the rain. Paz swings and misses at a fastball at 92.
We tried to promise no rain on Sunday on our radio broadcast down in Jupiter, and the rain made me look foolish, that's for sure.
Sunday was interesting. I feel like I haven't broadcasted in forever. This pitch is a called third strike. Paz will just have to accept the umpire's strikeout. Thought it was low. Now there's the stats. I mean, look at all that. 12 delayed games, starter beginning. That includes tonight's start. 5 postponements, 5 suspended, 2 games called early, including one a couple of weeks ago, a canceled game. It all adds up to 36% of the Mets' games this year being affected by weather. And the weather in the Florida State League only gets worse in July and August. So hang with us.
We know we're fully in it now. The wet season seems like monsoon season sometimes in this, what we call the sunshine state, but looks like the rainshine state for these couple of months in the summer.
Two-one on Salazar. He struck out swinging in the second. Take this pitch just off, 3-1. Now, growing up in minor league baseball, not really growing up, but as I got to minor league baseball and growing up through professional career, always told the same thing, John. Control what you control, you can't control the weather. There's a pop-up. Salazar retired, and that's a good bounce-back inning for the Blue Jays on the mound. It's Bayo with the 1-2-3 third. Go to the fourth. Still 5-0 Mets.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Interesting scores around the league. Notice Daytona's up 7-5 early against Tampa. Daytona's 3-0 in the second half. Recall, Daytona started 5-0 in the first half, and then they lost 18 of 22 games, and that was the end for them. But it should be a very intriguing race here in the second half. Mets 1-1, Jupiter 1-1, Daytona 3-0, Palm Beach 0-3. Palm Beach safely in the postseason after winning the first half. Looked at the transaction sheet for Palm Beach before today's game. They've lost a few guys in that first half team, including Max Ragic, the best pitcher in the league, Alex Iadesernia, one of their top hitters. Michael Chiarelli's still hanging around. But they figure to come back down to planet Earth in the second half. Ground ball right back to Ovias, and he will retire Toman for the first out of the inning. That's now 3 straight retired. 5 out of 6. And probably most importantly, the leadoff man sit down all 4 innings. Easy living when you can do that.
And Elias just really looks comfortable out there, just in his zone completely. Nothing bothers him and just looks absolutely relaxed.
That was a breaking ball high. Lost the handle on that one as he faces Ryan McCarty. 0-1 with the pop out. Slider, strike one.
Of course, it's a lot easier to pitch from a relaxed standpoint when you have a 5-0 lead provided to you. That's something Elias has not gotten a whole lot of this season. He's really struggled for run support in his appearances. But with a 5-bag up on the board right now, no reason to not just let it rip.
See a smile from Perozzo. He's okay. Ball deflected off his mask. Actually went over the net into the stands. But they're going to check on him anyways. Here's Anthony Olivari. Monday and Thursday golf buddy. Gilbert Gomez out as well. Good to have Gilbert back as he was off last week. All Mets staffers in the minor leagues allotted 6 off days during the season to stay fresh. See that. Caught Perez on the mask. Want to know where it was. Nice job by Lowry to stabilize him. Gilbert's very excited about the prospects of this team in the second half. The ball is hit into left. Long run for Paz. Still going. It's over his head. Off the base of the wall. Paz will one-hand it back to Jett. It's a one-out double for Ryan McCarty. That's some nice power shown by McCarty. Looked like he just flipped it all the way out to the wall in deep left center.
Yeah, it's a nice at bat for him. Took a pitch that was low and on the inner half of the plate and drove it to the opposite field. And that's the best piece of hitting you've seen out of the Blue Jays so far this evening.
Actually out hitting the Mets 4-3 now. The Mets drew the 4 walks in the second. Elias has not walked a batter. And here's Wehler. He singled last time up and will take a high fastball. Count 1-1. Wehler, this is only his 10th game. You saw he's off to a good start with the high OPS. Into the 900s after that. Single in the second. Trying to steal third. Check swing. Throw to third base. Not going to get there. Well, a steal by McCarty. It's a good heads-up play by him. As Elias wasn't paying him much attention.
Yeah, it's a good jump and a good job of noting that Elias was not fully regarding him back at second base. He only glanced back once. And on that second delivery, did not glance back at all and was able to take full advantage.
2-1 fastball, swung on and missed, and Wehler really not very happy that he missed that one. That was a strong throw from Perozzo, not on target, but he was not given much of a chance. This ball will squirt away to the backstop. That's going to bring in the first run of the night for the Blue Jays. McCarty scores on the wild pitch. That'll make it 5-1. Yeah, 2-4 outside.
First mistake we've seen out of Elias this evening. One he's going to have to shake off, but with the bases empty, can bear down and make his pitch here on a full count to Wehler.
Three, two, breaking ball, called third strike. Wehler knew it. Two down. Elias is probably thinking, why couldn't I throw that pitch? The runner on third base. Another looking pitch here.
Was not expecting the curveball. Got one that dropped right in for a strike.
Not sure with the ABS zone, which doesn't like the high strike. I'm not sure that one would have been a strike with the ABS system. We can look that up as this pitch is a strike. I'm told the ABS still works in the background. They're just not using it. So they work on the new technology to adjust the strike zone to the batter's stance as opposed to height. It's 0-2 on Salinas. What's a strike, that curveball? That would have been a strike in the ABS world. 0-2 pitch to Salinas, and he will swing and miss at the dirt ball. Here comes the throw to first. Sharp. Perozzo gets him. Inning over. A double, a stolen base, and a wild pitch brings in a run for the Blue Jays, but otherwise Elias, a couple of strikeouts, continues to look good. Mets have a 5-1 lead halfway through the fourth inning.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano. We're in the bottom of the fourth. The Martinez, Villavicencio, and De Los Santos, the new battle against Felipe Bello for his second full inning. Martinez waves at a fastball, strike one. Final score for the starting pitcher for Dunedin. Alex Amalfi went inning and two-thirds, two hits, five runs. He walked four, struck out one. This ball is pulled into right. On the move is Salinas, and he's going to get there near the line to make the catch. Martinez yanks it deep, but playable. That is now five in a row retired by Bayo, who is greeted with the Jet Williams single. And the man of the hour, Villavicencio. The grand slam last time up with two outs in the second. Make it a 4-0 game. See what he has for an encore. And he tried for a home run again. He might have actually clipped Messia. Hit that hanging slider. Is backed up right over the heart of the plate. Called strike, and it's nothing and two. Two pitches low. Well, our friend, who we don't know who he is on the Bally Live app, Unknown Gino, says Grand Slamwich for the Kevin Villavicencio home run. Grand Slamwich. You ever had a Grand Slamwich, John, from Denny's? Ooh, here's a hard hit ball. Nice stab by Beltre. Throw is offline. The tag, yes, by McCarty. Got him. A break for Villavicencio. Smoked that for just a second out.
that's two hard hit balls put into play today by Kevin Villavicencio. It robbed there as it found its way into the mitt of Manuel Beltre. But two good at bats. And to answer your question, Adam, I have not had a grand slam, but I did used to have a lot of grand slam breakfasts back in the day from Denny's. I might be dating myself here, but there was a time in my life where they were just $1.99.
That was a long time ago, and you did date yourself. it's still pretty reasonable. The grand slam, which I've had it, it's been a while, but it's like the bread's like a French toast type bread, and it's got your egg, and bacon, ham. And this ball is crushed to deep right, but it will sail and hook foul. Wow. Was a tank by De Los Santos rattling around there in the walkway. Kenny will go get it. But, yeah, piece of cheese. It's got the like maple syrup jam on it. Grand slam, which good stuff. De Los Santos swings and misses. And there's been talk around the office of doing some eating challenges for us on the broadcast.
Uh-oh.
Nine hot dogs in nine innings, something ridiculous like that.
Oh, man, I mean, it is 4th of July coming up. We might have to give Joey Chestnut a run for his money.
Oh, boy. We don't need to be sick on air. You got to remember, this booth is not air conditioning, so when you eat like that, it's warm, you're sweating, you sweat anyways, the meat sweats. But Aramark, our concessionaire, great folks, anything they want to test out, we'll be glad to put it on the air. Give some reviews. Ground ball, that's going to be foul. Nice pick by McCarty anyways. De Los Santos flirting with doing some damage here. Ground ball down the line, the home run distance, but foul. And De Los Santos, he was an up-and-down player for St. Lucie to start the year. He had that terrible injury late April at Clearwater, slid into second base, busted his ankle, broke a toe, fouls another one off. So he's been on the IL until last week. He was playing, though, regularly for the complex team, so he shouldn't be that rusty. Certainly a step up in competition, but he's been getting reps for a few weeks now. 2-2 pitch. Pulls another one foul. Return to action on Sunday. He went 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts in that 1-0 7-inning loss down in Jupiter. 2-2 pitch. He lays off and it's a full count. We're going to have a pitch clock violation. Yep. And remember, nobody on base. Nobody on base. So Bayo, when he stepped off that rubber with 5 seconds left, it's not going to reset. You got to get back on and throw it. He did not. That's a malfunction there by Bayo. That's just part of natural baseball for these guys, even young guys who have not pitched professionally in a long time. In this deep battle on the mound, you want to step off and catch your breath, but with nobody on base, you cannot do that.
Yeah, just a lapse of confrontation. And like I said, just growing pains, really, just something you have to get used to. But let's give a lot of credit to that at bat to Jeffrey De Los Santos. He fouled off everything Bayo threw for a strike and took three close pitches before that, you know, what have you, on the mound.
I feel robbed. I feel like that at bat should have ended with the pitch being thrown. As good as that was for both, very anticlimactic. It's the fifth walk for the Mets in the game. Ends the streak of 5 in a row retired by Bayo. 1-1 on Lara. And foul tips one, snap throw to first. De Los Santos back in. Lara tonight has reached twice on an error and a walk. Balk called. Davian Fry shouts it out.
De Los Santos up to second. If we could see that again or not. Must have been subtle.
This one very early in the delivery. Might have been a flinch of the leg that was towing the rubber, but really tough to see from here. But Davion Fry right on top of it.
A roller foul. So two up, two down, but all of a sudden De Los Santos walks on the automatic ball, the pitch clock violation. Then he is awarded second, and now Lara with an RBI opportunity. That's trying to get that run back. Blue Jays just scored in the top of this fourth. It'll be a bloop into center field. Rudd back there makes the play. That retires Lara, and the inning is over. So no harm after the two-out walk and balk. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. Four innings complete at Clover Park on this Wednesday night. Mets lead the Blue Jays 5-1.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We're set to start the fifth inning. Lionel Vias back to work with the 5-1 lead. Vias is throwing 52 pitches, 35 strikes. He has not walked a batter, only striking out two. So an efficient start tonight. And actually, if you look at how things have gone for the Mets the last couple of weeks with all the rain issues, and they got some guys who are backed up that need some work. I don't think they're going to stop Ovias if he's pitching well, though. Santiago taking a ball and then fouling one off to the right, and that should reach the seats. Salazar gives her a look, but that's for the birds, for the fans. The birds is over the roof. Santiago bouncing to an inning-ending double play in the second. At that time, it was first and second, one out, no score. Blue Jays had a chance to get an early run. This is a liner just out of the reach of Villavicencio, and it's a fair ball. Paz will cut it off, and it will be a long single for Santiago. That's great hustle by Karel Paz down the left field line to prevent an opening double.
Yeah, terrific job in left field to cut this off. A ball that wasn't hard hit down the line, one that almost should have been a double, but Paz on the spot and a good throw in keeps him at first.
Now, when Santiago hit into that double play, 5-3, it was not close at first base. Not sure. Speed might just not be there. That's the first time the Blue Jays have put the leadoff man on. Try to work their way back into this game, and now that leadoff man will go to second on a wild pitch. A couple of those goes now to the backstop by Ovias the past two innings. So no walks, but two wild ones.
Yeah, and really unfortunate because that wild pitch now functions as a double with a man on second.
Fly into center. Lara speeds to his left, makes the catch. Well, Santiago's going to try. Here comes the throw. Not in time. A hair up the line. Santiago rolls the dice. Maybe you heard me being critical about the speed. He moves up to third base. It's a strong throw from Lara, but too high. Let's see if it's, oh man, if it's online, forget it.
Yeah, tough throw for Lara. He really wasn't in a great position to make the throw when he caught the ball, did everything he could with it. And like you said, if that throw is online, he's out by a mile.
J.C. Masone off the IL, grounds one to first. Nice stop by Salazar. Race to the base. Got him. Run is in. RBI ground out for Masone. Make it 5-2. This was bang, bang at the base. Looked like Salazar just slow getting up. I think it was the right call, though.
Yeah, right call and the right move at first. Give us on credit for the RBI sacrifice.
It's a good piece of hitting. Pull the ball right side, get the run in from third. It's 5-2. This ball is fouled off. A couple of the runs the last two innings for the Blue Jays. Trying to get back into it. Long way to go. 0-1 pitch to Rudd. Strike on the corner. And Rudd will use his time. Bias 0-2 pitch, changeup out. It's the third time through the order now for Ovias. Got Rudd twice on outs in the air. One pop out to him, one to left field. Another one outside, that'll even the count. Two balls, two strikes. Inside, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch out of the way. Ball out to De Los Santos, takes a high hop, but he fields it, throws it for out number three. Another inning, another run, but no more for the Blue Jays. They've cut it to 5-2 at the halfway point.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back to the field.
Back at Clover Park, we have a new pitcher on the mound. Joey Murray on rehab assignment. He'll face off against Chet Williams, Vincent Perozzo, and Jose Hernandez. Again, put the finishing touches on Bayo's outing. 2 1/3, a hit, no runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Gave up an inherited run, but no more. Now, this pitch is up high from Murray. Jet tonight, double play ball and an RBI single. The last Met to get a hit. Fastball, a strike at 87. One curveball that's hit to left field off the end of the bat. Santiago makes the catch. Williams is out. On the Bally Live chat, Unknown Gino has gone off the rails. He loves the Denny's talk. Said they had a Han Solo menu at Denny's. I've never heard of such a thing. Han Solo eats at Denny's. This is canon. Pretty sure Han Solo did not eat at Denny's. He's also offered to cut my lawn, and did we flip a coin today? Boy, he's lost it, folks. I don't know. We don't know who Unknown Gino is on the chat. We know he's somebody probably in the stadium. But I don't want to know who he is. I don't. And he's got to be careful with his messages to us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone, because if he gets too specific, we can narrow it down. A season-long puzzle, a riddle. There's also a Hobbit menu at Denny's as well. Boy. Now, Philip, our director, wants to know if we're going to Denny's after the game. He points out it's 24/7. I don't know. I don't know if Denny's after game one of a six-game series is the right move. That's just me. We went to Duffy's a couple weeks back, last game of a series, and we could basically unwind a bit. But late night Denny's after game one? I need to rest up. Here's an awkward ground ball that's going to squeak through into center field for a hit. Vincent Perozzo rolls that one past the diving Wehler. One out base runner for the Mets in the fifth. This was... You could hear the sound of that. Almost sound like he hit it, be off the knob of the bat, which it clearly wasn't. Some strength there for Perozzo to muscle that into center. You know, in Lakeland, where we go next week, there was a Denny's within a stone's throw of the old hotel. Oh, this hotel. The Swan. The Imperial Swan in Lakeland. Oh, John, this place. You ever seen the movie The Shining?
I have.
That's what the Swan reminded me of.
Like, oh, boy.
Not as fancy, of course, but it felt haunted. 0-1 pitch, and this is another awkward little nubber. Perozzo's going to try for three. Here comes the throw from Salinas. It's not in time. Throw to second base. Will, though, get Hernandez. Tough break for the Mets. They had it first and third with one out after two slow rolling hits, but Hernandez runs himself into the second out. Yeah, good decision by Perozzo to go to third. Not a good one by Hernandez to try to go to second.
Yeah, maybe not so much of a tough break as a bad mistake there by Hernandez. You can appreciate the aggressiveness, but he's going to have to go a lot sooner. You saw him waiting the throw out, but You just, it's a difficult task to get that, to get to second with the throw just 90 feet away.
So there's two outs. Perozzo's at third. And remember, he dove back into third awkwardly, almost like he winded himself a couple innings ago. And he might have done it again here as Gigi is out to take a look. She's working on, I don't know, but again, he got hit in the face mask a couple inning, last inning, stayed in the game. Now he's roughed himself up twice on the bases. We hope that Perozzo can continue. Nothing a given at the moment. And he's out. Well, you can see he's walking slowly with the limp. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's a tough loss right now for the Mets, but they're starting backstop. They have to send in what's most likely going to be Fernando Villalobos.
You have Hernandez, also a catcher on the roster, but he's in the game as the DH. So what you're going to have now is basically all three catchers listed on the roster participating in this game. And Villalobos, we can get a shot here from Josh, our cameraman. He's running in from the bullpen. He's been the bullpen catcher tonight. So he's got to bring all this stuff from the bullpen. Not a situation where you can just basically, we'll send in a pinch runner, and then we'll send in Villalobos. You don't want to lose another guy. So Fernando's, that's a quick exchange, running from the bullpen. And here's another look at the base hit. He just died out there in right field, and Perozzo. That's a feet-first slide. You know, when he stove back into third base a couple innings ago, it was like a belly flop. Not sure what happened there. We'll find out after the game, but you know, Perozzo's been dinged up a few times this year and doesn't miss a lot of extended times. Hopefully that is the case. But Villalobos trying to stretch out the hips, the legs. He's got to be ready with two outs as the runner on third to book it home. On a pitch to the backstop or infield single. Meanwhile, Murray has been stationary. He hasn't thrown any warm-up pitches, which I imagine they're going to let him do. Joey Murray, out of Kent State, drafted in the eighth round in 2018 by Toronto. This is his sixth game this year. His fifth out of the bullpen. Again, on minor league rehab assignment, pitched four games for the FCL Blue Jays. This is game number two with Dunedin, inning with two-thirds, a hit, no runs in his last outing. We're ready to resume with pass at the plate. And Villalobos, the pinch runner at third for the injured Perozzo. And this pitch is high and wide at 86. Same miss for ball two. Curveball finds its way in. Two balls and a strike. That's jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Blue Jays trying to chip away a run in the fourth and in the fifth, trying to strand Mets in scoring position for consecutive innings. Big curveball for strike two. That one clocked at 71 miles per hour. Thought we were about to see the 60s. Well, that Uncle Charlie. Two-two pitch, and it's fisted foul. Upper reaches of the stands. Lobo still trying to get stretched out. Paz will bloop one foul. That one headed to the seats as well. Paz looking for his first hit tonight. Has grounded out and struck out. Ball outside and high, full count. Paz a couple of weeks ago, a resumption of a suspended game on a Sunday against Palm Beach, had a two-out tie-breaking hit in the eighth inning. His moment of fame so far with St. Lucie. 3-2 pitch, it's too high for ball four. That'll make it three batters in a row that have reached base against Murray. Again, Rosso a soft single. Hernandez single, but was then thrown out trying to go to second. And now a walk. So they're at the corners for Salazar. Two down. Yeah, struck out and popped out. That's threatening. Up three in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch. Whoa. High and in, that'll chase Salazar all the way out of the frame. Murray approaching the 20 pitch mark in the inning. Two balls, no strikes.
Mets could definitely use insurance runs with the sixth inning coming up. That has been a real bugaboo for Mets pitching this season. The highest scoring inning for Mets opponents so far this year.
Swing and a miss. Salazar took a rip. Takes another rip. Ball gets away. Villalobos, fresh into the game, coming home. He slides in, and he's out!
Just a terrific tag applied at the plate. Give a lot of credit for the throw, the reaction, but this tag, absolutely perfect.
Great throw, great tag. That's what it took to beat Villalobos. You'll see Gilbert Gomez will come out, have a word. Mets kept off the board. Their lead is three.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have gone to the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Miguel Alfonseca taking over for Lionel Ovias, who went five. Gave up five hits, two runs, both earned, no walks and two strikeouts. Only 65 pitches, 43 strikes, but in an effort to get more pitchers work, keep Ovias fresh, back him down to five innings. He's in line for a win. But we got a long way to go in this one. Mets' lead was five. It's been cut to three. Dunedin's kind of stemmed the bleeding here. Recovering from the Mets' early onslaught. You will recall, hardcore St. Lucie fans, that last time these two teams met at the stadium, game two of the FSL Championship Series, Mets jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the first three innings. Dunedin got it to 6-3 on a Roque Salinas three-run homer. He came up in the seventh inning with two on and hit a ball to the warning track that off the bat looked like another three-run homer to tie the game. And they had two on with one out in the ninth inning, so the Mets built that big lead. Dunedin was able to settle it down, stay in the game. Mets, of course, ended up winning, but they've kind of done the same thing here, John. You know, down big early, but in the last few innings, they've been the team that's really been playing, I'd say, more confidently, but they've had more control of the game.
Well, we've seen, especially in this league at this level, that no lead is safe, and if you get complacent and you allow a team to hang around long enough, they might come back to beat you. So this is a spot for the Mets, and that's a nice play at the mound there by Alfonseca.
The reaction, I think, to everybody was, oh, it's a screamer, and it really wasn't. Nice adjustment by Miguel, you know, line drive right back at the pitcher. Think, whoa, look out. Oh, I got it. That retires Beltre. Gone in the sixth. Down the Mets last year. In that game, too, I wouldn't say that was a must-win for the Mets, but because they would have had game three at home the next day. But they had used Blake Tidwell for five shutout innings. They had the 6-0 lead. Now, their pitching was awfully thin there at the end. If that was a best-of-five series, I'm not sure the Mets walk away with the championship. They used Paul Gervais. They used every ounce of him they could, the great LSU closer from a couple of years ago. He's, by the way, dominating this year as his pitch has swung on and missed. They had Felipe De La Cruz, who was had two innings under his belt, essentially, for St. Lucie, warming up as the next pitcher for the ninth inning and potential extras. So, they were. This ball is pulled into the right center field gap. That will get down. Here's a turn to second. Throw coming in. Tag. Safe. Tucker Thoman gets into second base ahead of the tag. This was a good throw by Lara. Let's see. Oh, Thoman, the okey-doke, lifting that arm up and beating the tag of Jet Williams. That's a great swim move by Thoman. Throw clearly beat him. The tag was going to be there, but not applied.
Yeah, just a terrific slide there at second. Maybe an ill-advised go, but he made sure that the tag did not get there. And look what we have, Adam, a spot that Alfonseca finds himself in with Dunedin with a chance to get more runs and cut further into this lead.
So a chance for two outs. Base is empty. And you've got a runner on second with one down. And McCarty, who doubled last time up, is in a 1-0 count. Fastball missed inside. Interesting you had Toman and Jet Williams there meeting out there at second base. Two high round draft picks out of the high school ranks. That win goes to Toman. Ball up high, it's 3-0. Alfonseca has not pitched a lot recently for St. Lucie, of course. It's hard to forget about what happened to him here last time we were home against Daytona, as he misses outside with ball four. So a double and a four-pitch walk, and that's going to bring the tying run to the plate. Alfonseca, a couple weeks ago against Daytona, giving up a three-run homer. He'll lose a 3-0 lead in the top of the ninth. He comes in middle of this game with a three-run lead, facing Whaler, who's singled and struck out. Alfonseca will step off and look back to second. He ended up pitching a couple of days later against Daytona. The Mets were far behind. Got an out, giving up a hit. And they only pitched one time on that road trip last 2 weeks. Pitch misses low. Go back to June 18th, giving up two hits and two runs in one inning at Palm Beach. So he didn't even pitch in a game last series against Jupiter. Fastball strike. 10 days, that is a long time for a relief pitcher not to throw in a game. Whaler fouls one away. Whaler is single in the second. He struck out looking in the fourth. Two pitch outside at 84. Two balls, two strikes. Seca in June, four relief appearances, that's it. Only 2 2/3 innings. Two-two slider gets the strikeout. Whaler right over the top. Two gone. Beautiful pitch, best of the night. Knee high on the black. So a chance to pitch around the double and the walk. Get out of the inning with the three-run lead intact. As he faces Salinas. Singled in, struck out. And he will ground one to first. Salazar, nice stab, will pitch it off. Alfonseca there. No sweat. Alfonseca strands a pair. A couple of quick outs there at the end. Mets still up 5-2. Middle of the sixth inning.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- Smile 07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888 Smile 07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Brody Rodning, another minor league rehab assignment. Pitcher for the Blue Jays will take over for Murray. Murray, one inning, two hits, no runs, a walk, no strikeouts. He had that good catch and tag at the plate. Villalobos cold off the bench, filling in for the injured Perozzo. Pinch running, could not scamper home fast enough on a pitch to the backstop. It's one of the rare times you've ever seen a pitch go to the backstop at Clover Park and the runner not make it. I just wonder if, you know, you can see that Villalobos was trying all he could to stretch out those legs during the Paz and Salazar at-bats. Couldn't book it down fast enough. So 5-2 it remains as Rodney throws a ball to Salazar. It's the fresh count now. Some ballparks we go to, the kick off the backstop is quite friendly. Think about the place we just came from, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's very shallow between where the catcher is and then that backstop. Into the pie slice goes Beltre. Nice play. Gets Salazar, who drops to 0-3. His return to St. Lucie. Also have that that home plate rotational advertising banner behind home plate, the Delta sign, so you don't get the kick off the pads that used to be there. Did not stop Messia and Murray from combining for that out, though. Here's Martinez, who's walked and flown out to right. Rodney's pitch fouled back. Rodney's 6'1", 185. Drafted in 2017 by Toronto, 13th round out of Minnesota State, Mankato. Good Division II football program up there. Foul away. I believe that's where Adam Thielen played his college ball. Started his rehab assignment in the FCL. This is game number 3 in the Florida State League. 2 innings, 4 hits, no runs so far. And he gets a swing and a miss from Martinez, who was fooled on that offering. 2 quick outs for Rodney. Vicencio, a grand slam and a ground out, up for the third time. Fouls went away. How about this? The grand slam exit velocity off the bat was 97 miles per hour. The ground out, 103. That's baseball, Susan. But 2 good swings. Vicious cut here. Fastball at 90, blowing by him for strike 2.
Kevin swinging for the fences, it looked like, once again there.
Well, that's what, forget when Perozzo hit his first home run over in Fort Myers. You couldn't stop him from the home run swing for weeks. But I think that's part of his game. Vicencio only had a couple of doubles, I believe, before that home run. Those were his only extra base hits. You know, He's going to be a guy in general who I think tries to tame the bat and control it. I short-chinned him. He had 6 doubles and 2 triples. Out of his 48 hits. So mainly a single sitter, but surprised us all with that grand slam in the second. Two pitches high for ball 3. Payoff pitch. Rounder. Big chopper to third. Nice pick off the two tops by Toman. And Viva Sensu is out. A 1-2-3 rehab appearance for Brody Rodney. Sends the game to the 7th. And the Mets lead 5-2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
So the Mets' next pitcher, Javier Atencio. So Miguel Alfonseca, 1 inning and done. A hit, a walk, a strikeout, 19 pitches, 9 strikes. The Mets bringing in their third pitcher of the evening, and it's our old friend Javier Atencio, who started the season as one of the top prospects on the team. Certainly one of the top pitching prospects, he along with Ovias. It did not go well, to say the least, for a pitcher who was so good last year. And the Mets were so hopeful for this year. Appeared in 7 games for St. Lucie. Took the loss in 6. Got demoted to the Complex League. We knew he'd be back this season at some point. Here he is. Hopefully he fixed his issues. I think it's mainly got to be a confidence thing as he throws a fastball at 92, because he was really dominant at times last year on a pitching staff that was very talented and experienced. He's a guy who the Mets used in the postseason 2, got a win in the first postseason game against Palm Beach. Didn't go so hot for him. As this ball is hit deep right field by Santiago, Martinez drifting back, and he misses. Santiago's trying for a triple. Here's the throw. It's offline. Yerel Martinez drifting back, and it looked like he just took a wrong angle. Thought he was going to get there. So a triple. Let's open things up. Against Atencio in the 7th.
Unfortunately for Martinez, you can see the inexperience show itself on that ball. As he drifted, like you said, just did not take a good angle.
If he goes left here.
Really didn't. I don't think he saw the ball well in the air. And made a strong throw to third, even though it was offline. But You can tell he's not a natural right fielder.
So many times you see an outfielder with a lot of experience drift back, just reach up and snare that. But he drifted back, overran it, and was too far to the right. Well, here come the Blue Jays again. They've scored in two of the last three innings. Pitches outside to Messia.
How many times have we already seen this season, Adam? The Mets with a lead, and now struggling to keep it late. They have given up late runs in many a ball game.
This fastball is a good one. It ties up Messia. Mets jumped out to 5-0 lead in the second. Don't need in a run in the fourth and the fifth. Taking advantage of wild pitches in each inning. Probably not scoring either run without the help of an Ovias wild pitch. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Fastball at 93. Zatencio just brings it straight in there. That's a confident pitch. Something he didn't see a lot of in his first go-around this year. Straight gas right in there.
And a pitch you need to see out of Javier. He's facing the bottom of the order and going to have to attack hitters when they bat 7, 8, and 9.
Here's Massone. He's got that lefty-lefty advantage now. Atencio, 19 innings, 26 hits, and 23 earned runs. 11.09 ERA. He walked 18. That was alarming. He only struck out 18. Opponents were hitting 338 against him. It could not continue. So the Mets sent him down. This was before the FCL season started, so he had some time to work out things mechanically before he got to game action in the FCL, where he pitched 7 innings, 6 hits, and 4 earned runs, so better. Fastball too high, it's 3-0 on Massone, so that lefty-lefty matchup so far not tilting in Atencio's favor.
As you mentioned, Adam, Atencio's foibles really came as a surprise this season after he was so good last year, especially in the playoffs. The arm talent clearly there. And I think you're right. I think it just can be come down to a confidence issue at times. But right now, you can see him pitching with some confidence out there on the mound.
Trying to rally back against Massone. A single, then driven in a run on the ground. Fastball outside. He walked him. So runners at the corners for the top of the lineup. Another lefty in Rudd coming to the plate. This is a scenario where Mets bring Atencio in with the lead. They want to get him off to a good start. He gets the fly ball, first batter, to the warning track. Martinez can't make a play. Winds up as a triple. Now you're relying on Atencio to dig deep. First pitch, and that's going to be looped into left field. Here comes Paz. He's going to make the catch. No tag. Great running catch by Paz in left field for out number two. Rudd can't drive home Santiago.
That's a good reaction off the bat by Paz. A dropping line drive that might have fooled him on a different day, but today he had good speed to get there. And a good throw in to try and keep the runner at third.
Well, last thing the Mets stranded a one-out double, trying to strand a leadoff triple this inning. And it's Beltre, who was 0-for-3. Wouldn't it be something, a big lift for Atencio if he can get out of this inning unscathed? First pitch, breaking ball. Good sweeper for strike one.
Without a doubt, coming off stint in the FCL. No pitcher on the staff who could use a good outing more right now than Javier Atencio.
Pitch just missed outside. Atencio, he's got the fastball. He can run it up to 93, 94. He's got what I call that sweeper, like a slider curve mix, and then a changeup, which at times was his best pitch last year. There's a grounder deep to third. That's going to be fair. Picked up by Vivasencio. Whips to first. And It's missed by Salazar. One run is in. Here comes another. Throw to second base. The tag, safe. Oh, a disaster for the Mets as Salazar is down and injured at first base. Looked like the Mets had the last out at first. Instead, two runs are going to score. Tying run winds up at second as Salazar is down at first base. Here's another look.
Just a wild play. The throw comes in offline. It looks like there's a lot of contact on the right arm as Salazar reached out to try and make the grab. It's a really tough spot for a first baseman to be in with a throw up the line. Couldn't really do much more than he did from that position, but we really hope he's okay right now.
If we could see that one more time and slow it down at the end.
Tough to see with that angle just exactly what happened to his arm. As it may have been maybe a shoulder issue right now. You expect those sort of contact to potentially move the arm in its socket. And you just hope it's not an injury that's going to put him out for any significant period of time. But you know, if he's able to make his way to his feet, which he is right now, that's a good sign for both himself and the Mets.
Well, he's going to walk it off. No way he's staying in the game. It's going to be E5, a throwing error on Vivasencio, who giveth with the home run, but now taketh away on the throw. Somber looks there from all three in the shot.
And just unfortunate for Kevin Vivasencio, who made a great play with his glove. Wasn't able to pay it off with his arm.
Yeah, good throw. Clearly gets him, and the Mets are out of the inning with the 5-2 lead. Instead, it's been trimmed to one. You feel bad for Atencio, who should have had the first out retired and the last out. You're basically asking him to get five outs in this inning. And he will face Tucker Thoman with the tying run in scoring position. So, ruled an error, two runs score. Sown all the way from first. And then Beltre up to second. And the Mets nearly nabbed him. And this ball is fouled away by Thoman. There's another good slide there by Beltre to avoid the tag. Down at second base by De Los Santos. Breaking ball inside, one and one. So the Mets' lead was once five. It's been trimmed to one. It could very well tie this game. Still long ways to go. Felt like this has been coming for a little while now. Blue Jays mounting their run inside. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, and as unlucky as that last play clearly was for the Mets, got to give the Blue Jays credit for sticking around and hanging in this game. They have not gone away. You know, 5-2, like we said, no lead is safe. Now that's trimmed to just one. A chance to add even more.
2-1 pitch is hit up the middle off of Atencio. He will pick it up. He throws to first. It's dug out for the out. That, by the way, Luis Castillo into the game replacing Salazar. Tying run stranded at second base, but not before two runs score. Now Atencio, after being hit in that comebacker somewhere in the hand, will walk it off. Mets dropping like flies here at Clover Park as we've reached the seventh inning stretch.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Blue Jays just keep rolling in rehabbers. Here's another one. Right-hander Andrew Tolhurst. Third rehabbing minor leaguer in three innings for the Blue Jays. Murray went one scoreless. Rodning went one scoreless. 4-0 run here by the Blue Jays. Be the top of the lineup, starting with De Los Santos. We got a lot to monitor here. Tencio, is he coming back out in the top of the eighth? Mets down a couple of starters as Perozzo goes down with an apparent injury. Salazar not too far behind with an injury. Fastball for a strike at 94. It's nothing and two on De Los Santos. He's actually had a nice return home with a couple of walks. One run tonight. Tolhurst throws strike three and a challenge by De Los Santos, but we have none. Umpire's discretion.
Yep, kicking it old school tonight. And now, in a one-run ball game, if you're the Mets, you absolutely have to try and force the issue here and plate another run. You can't figure this one-run lead is going to be enough, especially with the tide really turning the Blue Jays' way over the last couple of innings.
Yeah, something tells me five runs for either team. Well, obviously, five runs not going to win this thing. Doesn't appear that way. Yeah, you're right, John. Behoove the Mets to get some more offense as opposed to try to just hang on for dear life. Wilfredo Lara, 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. He has reached on an error and a walk and has flown out. Tolhurst, meanwhile, a righty from Santee, California. Blue Jays' 23rd round pick in 2019 out of Grossmont College. You know where that is, John?
I do not.
Neither do I.
Pretty sure. Good at geography, but that one, I'll admit that one escapes me.
From Santee, California, so say what we have. 50% chance Grossmont College is from California. The foul tip for strike two. I'm sure we've offended somebody out there. Quick Google search here. A stinger into center field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Lara, oh, he's going to go too as there's miscommunication in the center field area as Santiago and Rudd cannot combine to get to that ball. We'll see what the scoring is, but Lara's going to wind up on second base with one out.
Well, this one's going to go down as a single and a base error. Santiago really bungled the scoop off the turf and allowed it to kick away. And Lara, the beneficiary of an extra base. And now the Mets with a chance with runner in scoring position to try and add to their lead.
And the only thing that might make that a double, an official score Bill will have to chime in, was Lara hustling for two the whole way? I'm going to say no. I think he was eyeballing it, waiting to see what would happen. That's pretty deep out there, but that might just be a straight double. Well, here's Jet Williams, who actually plated the Mets' last run. It came in the second inning to make it 5-0. You recall it was a grand slam with two outs, so you had bases loaded, nobody out. Mets still got another run in the inning, and that is the difference at the moment. That's the one that Jet might want to think twice about, breaking ball back in. Grossmont College, by the way, it is in California. El Cajon, California. Pitch is a strike. Looks like a beautiful campus. Research on the fly. Swing and a miss. Williams strikes out in the fastball at 94. Two strikeouts in the inning for Tolhurst.
That's a rare poor at bat from Williams. But like we talked about, the Mets definitely trying to force the issue. They're going to swing a little bit more freely right now. They need to get that run in from second.
Here is Villalobos batting in the cleanup spot for the injured Perozzo. His first at-bat of the night. A tough season for Villalobos offensively. Looking for a two-out RBI. Oh, a check swing in play. This will be picked up by Toman. Good throw. And that'll do it for the Mets. In the bottom of the seventh, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man stranded. To the eighth we go, Mets clinging to a 5-4 lead.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Good to see that Javier Atencio is back out there. Looked like he got hit on the comebacker. Looked like it might have hit off his shoe and then his forearm. But he survived. Mets have already lost two players today in Salazar and Perozzo. They entered with only a three-man bench as it is, so you're down to Dairon Campos as the only player for the Mets left on that bench. As Tencio throws a first pitch fastball to McCarty. McCarty, cleanup hitter, pop out double and a walk. Scored in the fourth inning. Cut into a 5-0 lead. Fastball misses inside. McCarty will be followed by Wehler and Salinas. 4-5-6 hitters. Up low, two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss and a fastball, two balls, two strikes. Fastball right down the middle. McCarty cannot pull the trigger. Strikes out looking. Atencio will gladly take that.
Yeah, you wonder what he was looking for. Atencio gave him a pitch to hit.
That was about thigh high. Now maybe McCarty sensed that Villalobos flashed up high. It missed the spot. Happy miss. Change up high on Wehler. Wehler, single in the second, but has struck out two times since. Fouls this one straight back. Below the booth. What world did that hit down there, John?
I think that one went right off the railing in the back of the stands here. Trying to get a better view of where it ended up.
Don't stick your head out too far. Fall right out of here. If you're scared of heights, fourth floor at Clover Park is not the place for you. I'm scared of heights, and sometimes I think it's not the place for me. Change up below. We never got back to our discussion. Too much chaos, John, about the Denny's in Lakeland. We're going to Lakeland next week. We used to stay at the Imperial Swan, the longtime visiting team hotel, official Detroit Tigers hotel in Lakeland. Always displayed that banner proudly. Kind of went downhill over the years, and that's a shame because it used to be a very unique place. They used to feed us. There's a swing and a miss, and it's a full count. Used to be the only hotel I've ever been to in the Florida State League where you got there and they gave you a meal upon arrival. It's great. It was at the top of the building with the windows overseeing all of Lakeland. Beautiful Lakeland. This ball is high. Taylor will take a walk. Felt it was haunted. Every room had a jacuzzi tub at the foot of the bed. That was... Had no windows in the room. Not sure about the fire hazard on that, but yeah, we don't go to the Swan anymore. Bus driver Ed's texting furiously at me about the Swan. He had great memories from Ed over the years, but me and Ed would go late night, midnight to the Denny's up the road in Lakeland. That's what the whole point of the story was. Get back from the game at 11 o'clock. Ed, you hungry? Yeah, let's go to Denny's. Low to first. Not much on that one, but Wehler's back in there safely. Wehler's now the tying run. Or if he will test Atencio and the catcher Villalobos. Got that waggle like he might. Pitch comes home and it swung on and missed. Change up.
In a one-run game with good speed on the base pass, I definitely see the Jays taking a shot here.
Wehler definitely looks like he's going. He's not. Pitches away. Gets away. Another wild pitch. It's just shades of what would happen to the Mets, you know, in the first half. That's the third wild pitch of the night. They've had a key error and now three wild pitches. And Wehler into scoring position with one out. Villalobos could not corral that.
I know this one will probably go down as a wild pitch, but I have to say that's one Villalobos needs to squeeze. Even though he's not the regular catcher and it has been called into emergency action today, got to pick up your pitcher on a pitch outside like that. It wasn't in the dirt, and it wasn't particularly too difficult to handle. It just got away from him.
And now it's a hitter's count at 2-1. Two-one pitch, a check swing. Looked like he went. Oh, on appeal, no.
Bit of a surprise there. It definitely looked like he offered at that pitch, but called in the field by Davian Fry. He did not go.
Atencio trying not to walk back-to-back hitters. 3-1 pitch. He gets the swing and a miss, and now it's a full count. And, John, back to that pitch that got away. Official score, Bill, he's with you. He called that a pass ball. It did. It did. All right, I see it now. You're ready. Got his glove twisted in the wrong spot. So Mailer at second on the pass ball. By the way, that's three times tonight. Base runner advancing on either wild pitch or pass ball. 3-2 on Salinas. Big pitch coming here. Atencio needs an out. Wants to get the lefty. That's fouled away. The changeup. So comfortable throwing something other than a fastball. And a 3-2 count. Payoff pitch. That spoiled foul. That one nearly into the press box.
Late defensive hack there by Salinas.
Quiet has come over this crowd. And it's late. You got the 52-minute delayed start. Silver Sluggers, most have cleared out, but not a lot of noise right now. It's almost like a hushed concern.
A very tense feeling in the ballpark right now.
Unease amongst the fans. 3-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. And this game is all tied up. Throw to second base. Way offline by Atencio. Salinas RBI single. Whalers scores. Throw should have gone to the infield. And that way Salinas gets into scoring position. And it's 5-5.
Yeah, you had it called right there, Adam. That throw absolutely needs to hit the cutoff man. There's no reason to allow Salinas to go to second. But go he does, and now the Blue Jays with another chance to add to their comeback.
A run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, two in the seventh, one in the eighth. Coming back from a 5-0 hole. Santiago, a big part of this. Last two times up, a single and a triple, and he has scored twice. And he led off that last seventh inning with the triple. The Mets almost stranded him. The two-run throwing error by Vivasencio opened the door. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. The Mets have watched some leads disappear this year and lately, too. And as good as the Mets have been on their recent run, 17-13 in their last 30 games. Now they've coughed up some leads here. This pitch misses, and they entered a suspended game with a 5-1 lead. Couldn't hold that. They had the 3-run ninth inning lead against Daytona. Couldn't hold that one. 5-0 lead today. Couldn't hold that. Combination of pitching and defense has let the Mets down here the last few innings. This ball skips in. It's 3-1. Atencio is just falling behind way too many batters. Started the inning off with a strikeout. And fell behind Wheeler, walked him. Fell behind Salinas, gives up the single to him, and has now fallen behind Santiago 3-1. Very dangerous pitcher coming to a hot hitter. And Atencio will spin around, look to second. That was probably close to a balk. Three-one, nowhere close. So Atencio, hate to say it, John, but this is really looking more or less the same that he did when he was demoted. I mean, I know he deserved better in the seventh inning, no doubt. But still walked a batter, gave up a triple. I know it was not a great play in right field by Martinez, but still went all the way to the middle of the warning track. Erie's given up three straight base runners on a walk, a single, a walk. Dan McKinney's going to come out. I just really would have loved to get him in a game, have two clean innings, but defense's inability to make plays and his inability to throw strikes has spiraled this game right into the hands of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and at this point, it just comes down to that six-inch space between Javier's ears. It's really a mental game that he's fighting with himself right now. He knows of the struggles he's fought through earlier in the season and how hard he's worked to get back here. But now he has to prove it, and it's a tough spot to be in. Just like you said, his defense really hasn't helped him out, but he has to be the man right now and try and get himself out of this inning. The Mets do have a man warming in the bullpen right now. Javier can't continue.
Eric Fago's throwing down there, we've been told. It's another pitcher just doesn't have a lot of experience either. Big athletic guy. As Atencio throws a pitch low, just cannot find the strike zone with any sort of consistency here. I mean, he's only thrown half of his pitches for strikes. That one's fouled away.
The only silver lining, though, about that walk is that it does open up a double play opportunity for the Mets. Of course, they will take an out any way they can get it right now.
And Messia, the catcher here, has flown out twice and struck out. Trying to get him to hit a ground ball. Instead, he flutters one foul. That will scrape off the netting. No play for Luis Castillo. But Atencio now works ahead.
We talked about that during one of his previous starts, Adam, how much better he is pitching from ahead in the count. His ERA formerly under one this season when he had more strikes than balls.
1-2 pitch is socked into center field, a base hit, runner being stopped, and they're overrunning the play. And they have a rundown. Jett is going to try to run down. Villavicencio will check back the runner. The throw to second base in time. Bad, bad base running there by Glenn Santiago, who just flew right past second base, even though the lead runner, Salinas, got the stop sign. That was well executed with De Los Santos on the tag.
Just a terrible base running mistake. Did not make eye contact with his third base coach. Did not see the third base sign or the stop sign put up at third base. And boy, if the Mets are able to get out of this inning with the score the way it is, you can circle that one as an opportunity that the Blue Jays might miss.
There's a lot to dissect on that play. One is the Mets were about to have two runners at third base. They really didn't need to start pitching it around. This ball is driven deep right field by Massone, and it is going to fly over the wall. It's a three-run homer, an 8-5 Blue Jays lead, and the wheels have come totally off this game for the Mets. Once again, an out away from getting out of trouble, but no. Massone had other ideas.
This inning just had that feeling about it the entire time. Massone with a great swing deposits it over the right field wall. The Blue Jays have fully completed their comeback. Now they lead 8-5 in a game they trailed 5-0.
That grand slam hit by Kevin Villavicencio seems light years ago. Not happy returns for the St. Lucie Mets off their 12-game road trip. I mean, first pitch out of that rundown. It looked like the Blue Jays just ran themselves right out of a potential lead. Massone gets them off the hook. There's a fly ball into left field towards Paz. And that will be caught. Rudd retired, but too late. 4 runs score in the inning. Blue Jays all the way back. 8 unanswered. They have a 3-run lead.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets looking for a comeback. Once leading 5-0, maybe a false sense of security. In the last now 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a 5-0 lead, a 5-1 lead, and a 3-0 lead all gone.
Yeah, you hate to speak it into existence, Adam, but we knew that 5-4 lead wasn't safe. And now the Mets have some work to do, and their work is cut out for them with now just 6 outs remaining. A game they had a firm control of just a couple innings ago.
And they're doing it, again, with a couple of their starting players out, and Perozo, a big bat, Salazar as well, injured. Pitch is outside. Let's see if the Mets have a comeback in them. All the momentum now with the Blue Jays. Mets have not scored since the 5-run second. That appeared to be just a blip on the Blue Jays' radar. Pitch is high for ball three. Well, Hernandez had a good night. 2 hits and a strikeout. There have been some opportunities for the Mets to score since that second inning. Not very many. Not great chances. As this pitch is a strike, but you had De Los Santos reach second base on a walk and a balk in the fourth with 2 outs. And you had Perozo and Hernandez back-to-back singles. But Hernandez ran himself into an out on the bases. So that snuffed out a opportunity. And last inning, Wilfredo Lara, 1-out double. Didn't get off the second base bag. It's full count now as Tolhurst tries to rally back. Second inning of work for him. And this ball is hit off the end of the bat. Salinas running towards the line. Sliding attempt. Oh, what a catch by Roque Salinas. Everything coming up Blue Jays right now. That was a tremendous effort in foul territory.
Unbelievable play in right field. In a stadium he's not familiar with. Sliding into the wall. Able to dive and scoop it off the dirt.
I'll tell you what, he started towards the line, and that gave him a shot. So the advance work done by the Blue Jays, their outfield defense, how they align themselves, got them an out right there. Ground ball deep to second. Good snag by Wheeler. Throws to first. 2 down.
Bay baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on
to those of you on the front lines.
Wednesday night, things have gone south in a hurry for the Mets. Down 8-5, we're in the ninth inning. Javier Atencio on the mound for the Mets, and the first pitch is stung into left field, and that's going to be dropped in front of Martinez. And that about sums it up, John, the way these last few innings goes. You got Salinas making that outstanding play in right field in foul territory, and the Mets right fielder Martinez slamming on the brakes on maybe what could have been a catchable ball.
Yeah, you definitely think he probably could have charged a little bit harder on this one and gave it an effort. The Mets trailing by three. They need every out they can get. They can't afford any more runs to cross the plate. And Martinez, inexperienced in right field, just showing itself once again.
First pitch, ball outside. Hard to pinpoint, really, where this game has gone wrong for the Mets. We did hint at it between innings. I don't think me and you, after the fifth inning, I don't think either of us felt very comfortable. There was definitely an unease when Dunedin made it 5-2 and the Mets had, you know, given up a couple of, this ball is wild, to the backstop. And you go back to that double in the fourth inning. It was 5-0. You give up a one-out double. But then a stolen base, uncontested really because Ovias wasn't paying attention. And then a wild pitch scores that run. It's 5-1. There were consecutive strikeouts after that wild pitch, by the way. Then the next inning, a single by Santiago. Went to second on a wild pitch, tagged up to third on a flyout. And scored on the ground out. You take the wild pitch out of the equation. He doesn't score. Here's a flare dropping. Oh, nice range by Williams from short. They retire Tolman. That was Jed or nobody. His pass was playing deep. Good hustling run by the Mets shortstop. Now, so yeah, the two runs there with the wild pitches in the fourth and fifth against Ovias made it 5-2, and all of a sudden, those two runs, Dunedin's back into it. But to me, as you start to circle the plays that spiraled this thing out of control, this ball is hit deep right field. Martinez, another tester, losing his hat, getting twisted around. He bangs up the ball. It's over his head. McCarty hustling for three. He's going to reach. Run scores. It's 9-5. Well, McCarty with his second extra base hit of the game. And hard to fault Martinez on that one. That was an extremely difficult ball with the wind blowing out that direction. Sometimes it's just one of those nights where the ball finds you when you're not having the best of times. And that's it for Yoel Martinez right now. Infield in, Wehler. Pitch is a strike. You just get the sense, you go back to that play in the seventh inning, a Beltre ground ball to third. It was a 5-2 game. You get that out, inning over, it's 5-2, go into the eighth inning. And you feel pretty good about your chances there, but man, once that throw from DeVincenzo was offline, not only did two runs score, but Salazar got hurt on the play. At that point, I think everybody realized that this game's in real danger here. Now the Blue Jays offense just starting to tee off. This ball is swung on and missed.
And that's baseball sometimes, isn't it? You feel like, you know, you have control of a game. You know, you put up five runs in early innings. You feel like your pitcher going well has been shutting the team down through almost his entire start. He only gave up one run through four and, what was that, two-thirds. But, you know, you as a team, the Blue Jays, they just don't quit. You know, they keep coming. They put together good at-bats, and a couple of extra base hits along the way really helped them claw their way back into this game. But, you know, give them a lot of credit, especially J.C. Masson with that huge swing, teed off on one to change this game completely and blow it open at 8-5 right after, you know, that wild pitch. So now here we are in a 9-5 game and one that the Mets might walk away feeling like they should have won.
Ground ball backhanded by Jett. Nice pick. Throws to first. Side retired. Insurance run added, though, on the triple by McCarty. 9 unanswered for the Blue Jays. Mets have 3 outs to work with.
And in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Scores from around the league and organization. Palm Beach and Jupiter suspended in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gets that rain that moved through here just before the scheduled first pitch eventually made its way down I-95. Daytona beating Tampa 16-7. Daytona is going to improve to 4-0 in the second half. And, John, we talked about at the outset that if you're the Mets, you know, you have some injuries right now. You want to keep your head above water, not fall too far behind in the standings, because the Mets have had a great run for the last month plus, but they just found themselves too far in the hole in the first half. But now at the end of the night, the Mets drop to 1-2. Daytona's 4-0. All of a sudden, you know, three games into the second half, Mets are 2.5 games out of first. And it's just going to be another tough uphill sledding if it's going to continue like that for the next few weeks.
Well, it's going to be really important to not let these sorts of things spiral out of control. You know, that they find themselves in a spot right now where things really have not gone their way tonight. You know, after the second inning, it was really all Blue Jays. And those kind of games are going to come at you, you know, every now and then. If this is baseball, these the kinds of things can happen. But you can't let them continue. And being able to bounce back is going to be really important for this club going forward.
That's the good thing about the Mets, is they've taken some tough losses with some blown leads late. But they've, you know, I think about the 5-1 game they led and lost Yero Martinez smokes one on the ground, and boy, Wehler, what a play. Whale of a play for Wehler. I mean, this is just an incredible display of baseball right now for the Blue Jays. They're making every play. They're getting every hit. This ball is just smashed. One knee. Wehler.
Yeah, and really, like you said, there's no one thing you can pinpoint in this game that turned the tide. But since the fourth inning, the momentum has swung their way, and they have used every bit of it since then.
Yeah, it's been just like a drip, 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 and then that three-run homer by Masone there with two outs in the eighth. That was the dam breaking. That's Vivasencio 1-0, and he will fly this ball deep left field. Santiago going back. He's going to make the catch at the wall. Vivasencio bidding for a two-homer game. Winds up just short, and that's two outs. Rutkowski, the new pitcher, is looking for the game finish stat. Not a save opportunity. And since Lara's one-out double in the seventh inning, Mets have not had a base runner. So De Los Santos, the last hope, as he takes the ball. These Blue Jay relievers have done a nice job throwing strikes as Amalfi walked four batters in the second inning. And the relievers have just walked two cents. Pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Yeah, Mets were down, up 5-1 against Clearwater. Lost that game. Won the next one. Actually, it was Palm Beach. They were leading 3-0 in the ninth inning against Daytona. Lost that game. Won the next day. So leading 5-0 here tonight. Barring a miracle, going to fall short. Blowing a 5-run lead. So the trend would tell you that they'll find a way to rebound tomorrow. 2-1 pitch is down low. Great thing about baseball, there usually is a tomorrow. Rutkowski's pitch taken for ball four. It's a three-walk day for De Los Santos. So his first game at home off the IL as leadoff hitter on base 3 out of 5 times. And the inning will continue, and the game will continue for Alara. Who has doubled and walked tonight. Takes it inside. Mets need to get Lara and Jet Williams on to bring up Villalobos as the tying run. De Los Santos running, pitches pop foul.
De Los Santos will make his way back to first. It's too bad that Lara had to take a cut at that. Ball was over the plate, but De Los Santos would have reached unchallenged.
And they're not holding him on. Rutkowski, the 1-1, too high. Rutkowski, the fifth reliever used by Dunedin. He's the first non-rehabbing reliever. Swing and a miss. You see that Messia cocked his arm to throw, but nobody was covering second, so not be a stolen base, indifference. Clara was looking for some sticky stuff to get a better grip, but just go with the natural dirt instead. Blue Jays a strike away from capping off a wild comeback win. And they've done it. Murkowski strikes out, Lara swinging. And that ends game one of this series, a stunner at Clover Park. Mets feeling the good vibes early with the grand slam from Villavicencio. A 5-0 lead after three, only to see the Blue Jays score 9 unanswered from innings 4 through 9. And they form that happy high five line between the mound, the second, and the dugout. As Dunedin gets back to 500 in the second half at 2-2. Won two in a row now. Mets will lose their second game in a row. They are 1-2 and now 2.5 games behind East leading Daytona, which is 4-0. Winning pitcher tonight, Anders Tolhurst. Losing pitcher, Javier Atencio. You feel for him. His 8th game with St. Lucie this year and his 7th loss. Came in a 5-2 game. Defense wasn't good behind him. And then he kind of folded there towards the end. 3-run bomb by J.C. Massone. A real shocker to break a 5-5 tie in the 8th. We'll take a break here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come back with the postgame show to wrap up Dunedin's 9-5 win.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DiStefano with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth on Bally Live. Wrapping up game one of this 6-game series between the Mets and the Blue Jays. Somewhat rematch of last year's FSL Championship Series, although really in team name only. Not a lot of players from either side of that game series remain. Blue Jays stunning the Mets. There you see the line score, 5 runs for the Mets in the second inning, but 5-run lead could not be held as Dunedin storms back to win game one. Let's go through the highlight package now as Jet Williams, it's a ground ball in the first inning. This would turn into a double play, and it looked like the starting pitcher Alex Amalfi was off and running for the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, Lionel Ovias, another good start for him. He gets a double play here off the bat of Santiago. So both pitchers getting a double play early. Then with the bases loaded, 2 outs, Kevin Villavicencio unloads to left, his first home run of the season. A grand slam, stays up there in the beach house. 4-0 Mets. Later in the inning, a couple of walks, and then this RBI single by Jet Williams will make it 5-0, and the vibes were at all-time high in this game. But the Blue Jays started to come back, but first Lara makes a great catch. That ended the third inning, so 3 scoreless innings for Ovias. Then he kind of fell asleep there, didn't remember the runner on second, stolen base. It's a little thing like that that the Blue Jays started to do better than the Mets. Here's a wild pitch, just gets away from Perozzo, makes it 5-1. All right, everything's still under control. You'd like to have that run back, especially if the next two batters struck out. There's a breaking ball for strike 3 on Wehler. And Tobias did a nice job to get it out of that inning with no more damage done. Viva Sencio, 103-mile-per-hour ground out in the fourth inning as the Blue Jays' pitching and defense started to step it up a notch. Salazar makes a nifty play. This is a run-scoring ground out in the fifth inning. That made it 5-2. Here's a big play in the game. As this ball goes to the backstop, Viva Sencio a tad slow off the bench, pinch running, tagged out. That would have made it a 6-2 game. Instead, it stayed 5-2. Off Fonseca, one inning of work out of the bullpen in the sixth inning, stranded a pair. Here's the play. Would have ended the inning 5-2 Mets in front. Instead, offline throw by Viva Sencio. Salazar hurt. Two-run score on the play. It's 5-4. Mets would get out of the inning, though, with the lead. But then in the next inning, RBI base hit by Salinas. This will tie the game at 5. Salinas goes to second as the go-ahead run. Two outs in the inning. Mets looked like they're about to get out of it, at least tied. But no, Masson has other ideas deep into the night, into the berm. That opens up an 8-5 lead, the big hit of the night. Later in the ninth, insurance run as this ball goes over the glove of Martinez. An RBI triple for McCarty to put the cherry on top for the Blue Jays. That made it 9-5. And then last batter of the game, Lara, who actually had a decent game with the walk and a double on that nice play in the outfield, strikes out, and the Mets end up falling by a score of 9-5. Well, John, things did not go well there for the Mets. Basically, from, I'd say, the fourth inning on, we knew they felt like they had to find a way to score some more runs because that 5 runs was not going to be enough. You got the sense of that in the middle of the game, certainly after that error in the seventh inning. But now the Mets got to shake it off like they've done time and time again this year and try to get a win tomorrow.
Yeah, super important just to come right back out tomorrow. Don't change anything. Just keep on what you're doing. And like we talked about, trust the process in that these kind of games are going to happen. Sometimes you get beat. Sometimes you beat yourself. Tonight, a little of both happened, and the Blue Jays got out of here with a strong victory. Tomorrow for the Mets, you just have to come right back out here and pretend like today didn't happen. Hey, they're only 1-2. This is the beginning of the second half, a very young second half of the season, and they still have a chance to take this series and get right back in the driver's seat.
Yeah, Mets haven't lost a series in quite a long time. There's no reason to think they can't come back and win this series, split this series. Tomorrow is a new day, and we'll have it all for you on Bally Live. We hope for a 6:10 first pitch tomorrow, as tonight's first pitch was bumped back to just after 7 o'clock due to rain in the area. So plan on 6:10. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6 o'clock. It's Military Appreciation Night. Should be a fun one in the stands and on the field. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clovert. Blue Jays top the Mets 9-5. For John DeStefano, I am Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.